Today, Kiwis hold their breath on property and rates. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Today we are across the ditch to look at New Zealand because we got the latest data from the REINZ for December 2024. And they said that the New Zealand property market experienced a relatively quiet month. Actually, sales increased by 1.8% nationwide compared to December 2023, rising from 5,420 to 5,518. In New Zealand, excluding Auckland, sales saw a year-on-year rise of 3.8% from 3,838 to 3,984. Notable growth rates in sales were observed in Taranaki, up 24.3%, and Waikato, up 15.9%. The median price for New Zealand decreased slightly by 0.6% to $775,000 year-on-year. And month-on-month, the national median price fell 1.8% from $789,000. Excluding Auckland, the median price increased by $10,000 at 1.4% year-on-year, rising from $700,000 to $710,000. But Auckland prices were down 4.3% over the past year. And actually, within Auckland, none of the seven TAs had positive year-on-year median price movements. Waikato fell 5.2%, Taranaki fell 6.3%, and Wellington was down 5.4%, although within Wellington, four of the eight TAs had positive year-on-year median price movements, with Carterton District leading the way, up 11.9%, followed by Kapiti Coast District at 7.6%. That said, 11 out of 16 regions did report an increase in median price compared to December 2023. The West Coast had the highest increase, up 24.3% from $346,000 to $430,000, followed by Nelson with a 10.6% increase from $710,000 to $785,000. The REINZ said that sales have risen year on year, though we saw a larger than usual drop off in sales at December. This suggests that December 2024 was impacted by the way the holidays fell, making it a shorter than usual December. With many people choosing to start the holidays early this year, buyers had ample stock to choose from, and many expected further interest rate reductions, so there was limited urgency in the market in December, they said. Local agents report that first home buyers and owner occupiers dominate the market, in some areas benefiting from lower property prices and improving affordability. Reflecting on the past year, they say that 2024 brought significant shifts in listings, average inventory sales counts, and the days it takes to sell properties. All 15 regions have had an increase in inventory in December 2024 compared to a year prior, while Taranaki had actually 38 consecutive months of year-on-year increases in inventory. Overall, listings nationally decreased year-on-year by 1.3%, from 4,828 to 4,767. Excluding Auckland, listings fell by 1.2% compared to December 2023, from 3,456 to 3,394. Seven out of 15 regions reported increases in listings compared to last year. The most significant gains reported in Gisborne, up 36.8%, Nelson, up 33.1%, and the West Coast, up 32.1%. National inventory levels have risen, increasing by 18.5% year-on-year to 29,478. However, inventory levels have decreased by 13.3% compared to the previous month, down from 33,984. Listings dropped significantly compared to last month, showing a clear seasonal slowdown. Fewer new listings entered the market, but overall inventory is still higher than last year. This means that stock is building up as demand changes. In December, there were 713 auctions nationally. That was 12.9% of all sales, a decrease from 13.7% last year. And the national median days to sell rose by 6 to 42 days Compared to the previous year, excluding Auckland, it's increased by 6 to 42 days. The house price index for New Zealand is currently at 3,610, indicating a decrease of 1.1% year on year and 0.7% compared to November 2024. Over the past 5 years, the average national growth rate for New Zealand's HPI has been around 4.4%. However, it is currently 15.6% lower than its peak back in 2021. And meantime, we also got inflation data for the fourth quarter from the RBNZ. Annual inflation from the RBNZ sectorial inflation model eased to 3.1% in the fourth quarter. That's the lowest since the middle of 2021, while inflation from the RBNZ factor model fell to 2.3% in the fourth quarter, and that's the slowest and lowest since 2021 Q1. There were modest downward revisions, with a 0.1% shaved off the annual inflation reading from both the third quarter sectorial inflation model and the non-tradable sectorial factor model. Most of the downward impetus on core inflation has come from tradable prices. This has continued with core tradables inflation from the sector factor model easing to 0.2%. That's the lowest since 2015. But the annual core non-tradable inflation from the sectorial inflation model has only gradually eased to 4.6% in the fourth quarter, with third quarter estimates revised down to 4.7% from 4.8% previously. So this points to residual, but easing slowly, stickiness in core domestically generated inflation. And of course, it also begs the question of whether international pressures could start to impinge given recent exchange rate movements. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand measures were consistent with generally slowing rates for the core measures reported earlier by Statistics NZ. Core inflation eased on the trimmed mean measures and also the weighted mean at 3.5% year on year and 3.6% year on year. Annual inflation from the CPI excluding food, energy and fuels was 3% year on year and is cooling, as are a range of other exclusion-based measures. So overall, New Zealand looks to be evolving broadly in line with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand views. Spare capacity is building, and that'll further dampen core inflation. However, there is a lot that could happen this year with the impact of external influence on New Zealand inflation particularly uncertain. Actually, ASB says that they expect annual CPI inflation to remain close to the inflation target midpoint, but to marginally push higher over 2025, moving to around 3.5% by the middle of 2025, before subsequently easing back. The pickup inflation now looks to be a little earlier than previously thought, but the soft economic backdrops should prevent another breakout above 3% annual inflation, they say. So, another 50 basis point official cash rate cut in February, 3.75% OCR, looks to be warranted as the Reserve Bank of New Zealand reduces pressure on the monetary policy brakes. And they also envisage a further 50 basis points of OCR cuts by the middle of 2025, taking it to official cash rate of 3.25%. And they go on to say that whether the Reserve Bank of New Zealand then needs to push the OCR below around the 3.25% neutral level or have the OCR move higher does remain to be seen, with monetary policy settings for 2025 and beyond still highly conditional on the very uncertain economic outlook. And of course, this uncertainty flows back directly into the property market. And despite the lower rates ahead, the broader uncertainties and financial pressures on many households are going to continue to hold the property market in a zone of uncertainty, especially given weaker demand as migration rates continue to ease. So there is no easy upside breakout on property prices here. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.